This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Some big name and small name U.S. companies have signed a letter urging the incoming Trump administration to stick to the global climate deal. This is the likes of Levi Strauss, Nike, Starbucks, and many more. Donald Trump, during the campaign, had called climate change a hoax. 365 businesses have agreed to stick to their carbon curbs in a statement released in Morocco, where there's a meeting underway on next steps after the Paris Accord. Joining us via Skype from Morocco is John Sturman, a management professor from MIT who focuses on climate change and sustainability.
The new administration has created a huge amount of uncertainty, and that's bad for business. So staying the course on the U.S. commitments to reduce emissions, to follow through on our Paris commitment, is essential to lower that uncertainty, give businesses the confidence to develop and implement strategies that are going to build advantage, lower risk, and lower their costs.
Now, it's not all businesses. There are some indications that, for instance, automakers may already be trying to get a redo on auto emission standards in the U.S.
Many people in those firms understand that they have to switch to clean vehicles that are not dependent on fossil fuels. The far-sighted people in those firms understand that if they don't do it, some startup that nobody ever heard of 10 years ago is going to become the General Motors, the Ford, the Toyota, or whoever of the future. And we will only remember those legacy auto firms as something to study in history.
MIT professor John Sturman focuses on climate change and sustainability. He's speaking via Skype from Morocco. Professor Sturman, thank you.
Thank you, David.